Okay, we are back with a pickup game tonight, Action Movie World. This is a Powered by the Apocalypse game put out by Flatland Games. So the conceit of this game is that the players will take on the roles of actors who are taking on the roles of characters in a movie which we will develop. I'm going to go ahead and run this straight down with character generation and everything. The only thing I'm going to do a little GM, my GM privilege I'm going to pull is that I am going to go ahead and pick which script we're going to play. It is going to be a cop movie. So we will skip that part. So we're just going to go around the table, and I'm just going to start with who is first on my list, which would be Joshua. Tell us which playbook you chose, and then we'll finish out the statting on that where there are choices. Go for it.
I have chosen the Musclehead.
Okay, and which two things did you pick?
Machine made of meat, which helps me, where hitting me only makes me angry. And BFG, which lets me roll muscles instead of agility when shooting guns.
Okay, very nice. In that same Dropbox folder, there is a link to the cop movie script, if you can pull that up there.
Yes.
And from this, you're going to pick two things first. Pick one of the gear lists that are put down there.
Guess I'm going with the SWAT vest and the assault rifle.
All right, and you get a police vehicle for free there. The next is pick one of the moves from this cop movie.
Oh, do we know who the lead is?
Actually, I guess we should do that first. Would you guys like to just dice off for it, or does one of you know you would like to play the lead? And I'll explain what the difference between the lead and the rest of you are as well.
I don't see myself being lead.
I said smartass is obviously the lead.
It's kind of think of that, too.
All right. So I marked that on my sheet. Bang. Lead. Okay.
So the difference is the lead cannot die in the movie. Okay. That is the one conceit that the lead gets. They complete the flick alive. Everyone else is fair game for death.
Yeah. But if you remember Bruce Willis in Die Hard, you can get the beat the fuck up.
Oh, you certainly can. System-wise in the game, five harm, once anyone takes five harm, and whether you're the lead or not, you get to choose whether or not it's your death scene or if you're just taken out or, you know, it's a decision. But at five is a good point where your actor would decide, you know, this is a good point for him to die or not. The lead, however, doesn't get that choice. If you get five harm, you're reduced back down to four. And all of the ticks that you get for your star power get removed. Okay. So it is, it's good if you are the lead to try and preserve your skin so you don't lose all your star ranking points. And as you are playing an actor in a movie, what the harm is representing is how badly messed up you look, not how much actual damage you've taken. So each progressive level of harm just makes you like going from a torn shirt to a bloody lip to broken bones, etc., as far as how your actor is looking from the makeup artists at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're not the lead, Joshua, so pick one of the moves there.
Crime doesn't pay as tempting method. I'm going to go Super Cop.
Okay, and you've taken Super Cop. All right, very good. And what is your play sheet's primary attribute?
Muscles.
Okay, so in this scene, as the director, I'm telling you, I'm wanting a gritty, drama-filled cop movie. I want you to really dig into those acting chops of yours. So drama is going to be your secondary for this movie. So what that means is anytime you roll a 10-plus on either your primary from your sheet or drama, you're going to tick a star mark on your character sheet there.
Star mark or an experience?
I'm sorry. If you look at the character sheet under the star power thing, there's actually clickable boxes. Okay. You just click one of those every time you roll a 10-plus on either one of those stats.
Nice.
Okay. And then we'll do the relationship thing here after everybody chooses their stuff. Okay, so next on my list would be John.
All right, well, I'm going to pick the, I'm going to pick for the equipment, I'm going to pick the 9mm.
Well, tell us your play sheet first.
Oh, yeah, my play sheet, yes. I'm the smartass. The wisecracking lead. I already got a name for him. His stage name is Dirk Stallion. That's not his character name in the movie. That's his stage name. And his primary attribute is swagger.
Okay.
And the two moves I picked for him on the sheet is nothing sexier than a sense of humor, which lets me use swagger instead of magnetism because I have magnetism of zero. And smiling through the pain. You're not the strongest, biggest, fastest, or meanest, but you are the coolest. And it allows me to make a roll and get some extra holds on that. Things like get automatic 10 plus and killer one-liner move. Things like that. So,
okay, what gear list do you choose? And you can't choose one that's already been taken.
No, it says I can.
In this case, I want you guys to be different. Pick another.
Okay. Well, I'm grabbing the 9mm pistol and nightstick combo.
All right. Same thing with the moves. Pick something unique. So pick one unique move off the cop movie script.
Well, I can't pick buddy move. That's unfortunately I'm a lead. I can't pick that one. I'm the smart ass. Of course, there's only one I have to. I can pick. But that's the one. That's actually my worst one because it's. Oh wow. Let me think about that for a second, because the one that makes sense to pick is unfortunately the one that doesn't, that would actually be my worst to pick. That is cop who doesn't play by the rules. The trouble is it's drama, and my drama is minus one.
Mm-hmm. And drama is what the director is going to be asking from you as your secondary attribute that gives you your star marks for this movie.
Yeah, okay. What the hell? I'll pick that then. I'll pick a cop who doesn't play by the rules. Copy it over. Yeah. So I will be screwing up in that routinely.
Okay. And Steven, tell us your playlist and the two that you picked on your playlist.
Yes, I am playing the Pugilist. And I picked agility for my highest stat. And my playlist moves are Go for the Gut, he's soft there, which adds to my agility, and Sting Like a Bee, which... For melee combat, I can roll agility. So I'm a decidedly deadly melee fighter.
Okay, and pick a gear list that has not been chosen.
Well, I guess I got the 9mm pistol and tear gas grenades.
All right, and pick one move that has not already been taken.
This is a very tough call between Crime Doesn't Pay and Buddy Movie. I'm going to go with Buddy Movie.
Okay, which gives you plot immunity as well. You are effectively a second lead in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the big guy is dying.
He's just the one most at risk that everybody wonders if he makes it to the sequel or not.
All right. And to make this fun, I'm going to start with Steven, and we are actually going to roll off on the relationship list instead of choosing. You can do either, but I'd like to roll off.
Real quick, which one do I have to, which moves do I get called for? Drama? Always drama?
Drama. Drama's your second. Yeah. In this movie, we're going for the hard-hitting, dramatic cop movie, is what the director would like. Okay, so you're Steven, you're going to roll the relationship between you and John. So go ahead and roll me the 2d6 there.
2d6. No modifier. Submit. Ooh, 4.
All right. So you work in the same department. That's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my relationship set up here. Give me just a sec. Okay. Next, John, you are going to roll your relationship with Joshua.
All right. 2d6. Yeah. 9.
A murder weapon.
Murder weapon.
So you're in possession of a murder weapon that's somehow linked to Joshua's character.
Oh.
He's clearly a SWAT guy.
Clearly. And then, Joshua, you're rolling for your relationship with Steven.
7. Precinct buds.
Okay, precinct buds. So then it looks like 3 of you at least are in the same same precinct.
Makes sense.
Yeah. What's our movie called? That's just out of curiosity.
The Cop Movie.
No, that's already been used.
Part two.
Oh, let's see. Wait a second.
Hard Justice.
Action movie title generator.
I like the idea that this is actually a sequel to one we've all been in before.
Better yet, it's like a sequel to a Chinese movie that never made it to America, but it's still got, like, you know, it's like a...
Oh, I like this one.
Like Mafia Problem 3. Totally unrelated to, like, the first two that were never released in the States.
Is domestic market bombed, but it did really well overseas?
Extreme Justice.
Yeah.
Extreme Justice 3.
All right, so yeah, let's start with this. What's the name of your film?
Justice Force Extreme.
There you go. That worked. I'm good at that. Justice right. Force Extreme.
I can see the well. Canon film logo over it already.
Is this 1, 2, or 3?
It's the third in the series, but that's just appended Extreme to it. Justice Force, Justice Force 2, and Justice Force Extreme.
In foreign markets, it's episode 3, but in the American markets, they left off the last part of it because the first two didn't do so well.
Oh, we got ourselves a demons situation.
All right, Steven, what is the name of your actor, and then what is the name of the role he plays in this flick?
Jean-Pierre, and he is kind of everybody's buddy. He's like really best friends with the musclehead guy, but he's the guy that always has to accompany the lead character.
All right.
Because he needs a partner because he's always going off the hook.
And what is the title that he's going? Well, what is the character's name that he will be acting in this flick?
Let's see. You know, it's because he has the French spelling of Jean. He goes by Jean Paul in the film. It's one of those movies. They don't really change the actor's name.
Okay. So going by the same name, basically. What was the name of the movie again?
Justice Force Extreme.
Justice Force Extreme. Okay. And John, what is your character's name? And then what is the role he's playing, the name of the role that he's playing?
Okay. Oh, so, well, his stage name. Okay. There's three. There's two different names there. You're talking his stage name or his character's name?
Stage name, and then the character that he's playing in the movie.
All right. Stage name is Dirk Stallion. Yes. And the character is he's reprising his role as Detective Mac Matthews.
Right. And if both of you guys can change your name in roll 20 to the name of the characters that you are playing in the movie.
And just so for clarity, so I don't get confused with the player, John, always refer to me as John Paul.
Yeah,
that works. And Joshua, actor's name and character's name.
3-time World Strongest Man champion, Big Brutus Steele, playing Chuck Pluto Plutarski.
The alliteration just drips off that one.
Well, Pluto is Chuck Plutarski, Pluto being his, what everyone calls him.
Do you want us to do our stage name or our character's movie name?
Whatever your stage name is fine, but we're going to be working primarily with the name of the role you're playing within the script.
In that case, I'll put down.
Yeah. Once we start, the conceit is that your actors are fully, you know, vested into the movie, so you try not to break type while you're playing. There are drawbacks when you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the scene starts out with a lonely saxophone blaring in a city nightscape, full moon going on. There's a Trans Am racing through the streets as the saxophone finishes its last few blaring notes, and the camera starts to zoom in on a police precinct building, Precinct 16, where we have, let's see here, Detective Mac Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Getting out of the Trans Am?
No, you're in the building. Trans Am was just scenery. And then what is your rank in the office there for Jean Paul?
Rank?
Lieutenant.
Detective or you know, probably so anything a detective or above. Patrolman wouldn't really work well.
Detective sergeant? Whatever's lower than Mac Mackerson. Mac Matthews.
Well, the trouble is, if you were doing British, it'd be detective inspector. You know, but that's... I
think you could just be a detective with less seniority.
Yeah, that works.
Yes, I'm detective second grade.
Detective Jean-Pierre, who are being yelled at by the precinct's lead. Do you realize how much property damage you caused in this last incident? And you didn't even apprehend the criminal. What do you have to say for yourselves, detectives?
It was his fault.
Power slamming a Pepto-Bismol container.
It wasn't our fault, okay? The guy
was his.
Well, his. Who? Me?
Yeah, you.
No, it wasn't my fault. The asshole left the gas going in that went in that kitchen, and you came in and lit a cigarette.
I don't smoke.
You lit a cigarette anyway.
Well, I had to maintain cover.
Yeah. And so yeah, you think they can rebuild that off that apartment block or what?
Well, you know, the department pays for it.
Well, lucky for the two of you, there weren't video cameras in that five and dime. Otherwise, the department would be in a lot more heat than they would right now. And the camera zooms to the lobby as staggering in Chuck Pluto Plutarski, wounded in his left arm, bleeding, staggers into the lobby of the police precinct. And you're slamming down the barricade door to keep the to lock out the doors as you come in. Bringing the news.
Someone get me a raw steak to slap on this here flesh wound.
I can imagine the desk sergeants looking up going, Pluto?
What just happened to you, Pluto? How'd you get shot?
It's this new gang in town. They've been really bringing in the dope and the dust and the smack. A couple of them were shaking down old Fenderman's Deli.
It's a new drug gang?
Sure is. Thought we got rid of them.
I can't stand those drug gangs.
Pushers and junkers.
Look at the camera.
Following the two detectives out of the room, the commissioner, what would be a precinct's commander? What would be the title?
Captain.
Captain?
Captain? Yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Captain's coming out.
Yeah, that fact is that's his name, Captain Works.
Nice. Okay. Captain Works comes out double fisting his bottles of Pepto-Bismol to see what all the hubbub is about. And as he comes out getting ready to yell at Pluto, there is a sound of smashing glass, and your captain goes down with a bullet hole through the middle of his head. You look back and you trace back to the smoky air to see a bullet that had smashed through the supposedly tempered glass of the front lobby.
Holy shit, down!
Captain, no!
I pull out my 9mm and...
Hold on, that sounds rather dramatic.
Sure is. I fall down to my knees and, like, grab him up. He was 2 weeks from retirement! No!
So, emote is plus drama.
Beat me to it.
Plus drama, all right. 9, partial success.
All right, see. Pick a PC or NPC to witness your emotional display. He or she feels the same emotion as you. It's up to the director to decide how the witness reacts. Okay, if it's a PC you choose, they take plus one forward. So, who do you pick?
Yeah, I'll go ahead with Steve's character, whose name escapes me, John Paul.
All right, John Paul, you've got a plus one forward for your next role. So, how do you, so this emotion carries you on. What do you say? Spotlight's on you.
No, we can't let this stand. find out who did it! And we rush towards, you know, the glass to, you know, see who's there. Perhaps crashing through it.
It's probably got bars in front of it, so you're not crashing through it.
Pluto dropped the bar in front of the front door as he was coming in, so it's
barred. Well, you know, they're not supposed to shoot through it either, but this is an action movie.
Yeah, yeah.
On the other hand, that sounds like it could be a stunt crashing through that.
Yeah, it does. Do you want that to be a stunt?
Yes.
All right. Stunt is muscles or agility, plus muscles or agility. Probably muscles in this case, since you're slamming yourself through a plate glass window.
I would like to say I'm doing a cool cartwheel flip right between the bars, though.
Okay, yeah, sure. You're getting the momentum by doing these body flips as you're getting closer to the door.
That yes, works. I have to, you know, leap onto a desk and then flip through the air, cartwheel directly through the bars in the window.
All right, go for it.
And I have plus one going forward on this move?
Yes.
All right, so. Wow. Good thing I had this plus one going forward. I rolled an 8 on top of my plus 3, so.
So, yeah, you succeed, and you get another plus one forward from this, but one thing happens. You can choose. You either fall, you lose something, you leave something behind, like your pants. You hurt yourself, or I can make a move against you. Your choice.
Well, I say I'm...
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I read that long. No, you do choose one below. Okay, yes. Choose one of those.
I'm going to say you can actually make a move against me because the bad guy's still there and didn't expect me to come leaping out. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, yeah, that's great. In which case, what happens is you do cleanly smash through the door, your momentum carrying you through, and you make a perfect 3-point landing under the other side. Unfortunately, you're brand new, and this is where the bills are played as we zoom into the new Nike Air Jordans that you're wearing as another bullet shot rings out, tearing through your left foot. The left Nike explodes. Take a harm.
Oh.
Ouch. How much harm can I take in this? Up to 5, it says?
Yeah, at 5 is a good point for you to make the decision whether or not you live or die, but seeing as you are also a lead, you don't die. It just, you know, you're going to accumulate looking worse and worse as it goes on.
Yeah.
This is the 90s? My new Air Jordans! No!
Right. So what you're able to determine from this is someone is shooting from a high position. Looking out, the front of the precinct is bordered along all sides by very tall buildings, as a matter of fact. So what do the rest of you do?
Well, you know, I'm standing there shocked, and I pull my gun out, and I rush forward to the window and then go to the side and look out and see if I can spot where this person is. You know, and yell at Pluto.
I come rushing out. I say, "Everyone, get off the street!"
Yeah,
my mom pushing a stroller in the middle of the night dives to the side, letting the stroller continue along its way as other pedestrians flee into buildings. Let's back up for a second. And Mac Matthews, Detective Matt Matthews, go ahead and read the situation. It's plus Swagger.
Yep. All right. Let me get there. Okay. I should make. Do you have a macro for rolling?
It should say basic roll at the very bottom of the screen. If you don't see it, then you need to enable it so you can.
Yep. There we go. Sorry. Sorry for the slowdown in the action, folks. There we go. Basic roll. Does it get me? Yep. I might add a plus 2 to that. Fire in the hole. Oh, yeah.
All right. Ask 3 questions about the situation.
Okay. See, what's my enemy's true position?
You just happened to catch the spark on the pavement as that last shot rang through your fellow detective's foot. And as the prime detective you are, you do some quick calculations in your head and you see the building. 3 buildings over to the left. It's 6 stories. He's on the roof.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. All right. looking at it and working it out. So what's my best way in to where he's at?
Why, a direct run across the street, of course. Of course, you could take the, you know, the chicken route and go down that manhole cover or down into the subway station and cross the street if you really wanted to.
And one more. Okay, I'll go for that one. What should I be on the lookout for?
He's a particularly skilled sniper in a very good position so that he has basically the entire front of the precinct and street covered. So you're putting yourself in danger as long as you're staying exposed on the street. Remember to go ahead, since you rolled 10 plus, to make a click there.
Yep. So I'm looking at that. And I pull out my magazine, check that I got a full, I got a full magazine. I jump out the window and I just fire up in that direction as I run across the street. I'm making him dodge.
Yeah, you can't see him. You just did the trajectory, and it's a pistol at this distance. That's a stunt.
Yeah, it's a stunt. I'm shooting. Yeah, bang, 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 up in his general direction. I'm trying to make him duck his head. It means I also need to pull out another magazine when I get to the get out of sight.
So I would say that's plus agility then.
Yep, I got a plus one in agility. Yeah.
Okay.
So see, you do a cool stunt. So yeah, there's like I've worked out exactly where he is. So he's busy, got his head down, his chips as from the camera from behind him shows bullet chips everywhere around him as he was trying to take aim at me.
Sure. The range is still extreme and you never really got a good look at him. So you did succeed in the fact that he's no longer firing and he may no longer have a good position to the street. Take a plus one forward for that, which you can pawn off to someone else if you would like.
Yeah. Actually, I think since Pluto's running after the runaway car, I might give it to him. The runaway baby buggy. We'll see who's up next.
Well, since you just handed the let's go to Pluto. So you were going after the baby buggy, Pluto?
I'm going after the baby buggy.
Right. Easy enough to catch. It hadn't gotten a lot of momentum yet, and there hasn't been another shot ring out. You grab the buggy. You pull it aside, looking for the cute little tyke inside. Instead, you find five bags of what looks like white powder, tightly wrapped.
With a bonnet tied to the top.
This is that new deadly snack hitting the streets. I look for the woman who is pushing this.
The grandma.
The woman as well as the other pedestrians on the street have long since fled, running into various buildings and getting off the killing streets.
Well, I will pull one of the grenades off my belt here. The last stun grenade, or grenade I had from my last SWAT effort. Put it in the toss it into the baby buggy full of drugs. Close the lid. Kick it down the street. And say, just say no. Wait for it to explode.
All right, that sounds like you're trying to do a one-liner there.
Oh sure, yeah.
Yes, plus swagger.
Drum roll, please. It's okay. That's your forte.
That's partial success. High partial. Buddies are impressed. Plus one to come.
So you can either impress. So you're going to impress your buddies.
Oh, hold on.
You do get that. You get one from the above, but then also one from the list below.
Yeah, plus one camaraderie. And someone is enraged and immediately attacks me.
Okay. The drug cartel members were ready for the pickup. Hey, exit out of the Pinto in a parking lot.
What does camaraderie do? I don't see that anywhere on here.
All right, camaraderie is once per movie, not scene, per movie. Each of you can try to make a camaraderie roll. And what it does is there's various things. You can heal wounds from it. You can help other people heal their wounds. Different things. Basically, it's a scene where you're basically doing that high five or you're having that
that heart-to-heart bro moment. And all that.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's different things that can help you out with.
Okay. Is that a group? Or is that a group pool?
No, yeah.
Hey, there's a group pool. So like you're all plus one, have a plus one to the camaraderie stat now. But the thing to note about it is that whenever you choose to execute the move, you automatically reduce your camaraderie by one.
Okay.
So you would get the plus one on the initial roll, then right afterwards you'd be back down to zero.
Gotcha. Oh, there it is, camaraderie move.
If you finish the movie with a plus three camaraderie score, everybody actually gets one extra star power.
All right, cool.
That means you have made a touching bro fest of a movie.
Nice. Gotcha. All right. Oh, but the gangers are coming out at me. The cartel.
Yeah, four men exit a beat-up Pinto that had been sitting in the nearby parking lot awaiting their goods, and they don't take kindly to the fact that you just spread a few thousand, you know, $10,000 all over the pavement.
Oh, a Pinto, you say?
In front of a police station or not?
A Pinto, you say?
A Pinto.
Oh, they have special weaknesses.
All right, so let's go back to our Kung Fu master, Jean-Pierre, with his deflated Nike. There's blood, you know, running down your foot, but of course, in true 80s and 90s fashion, this doesn't hinder you in the least.
I just do this weird kind of limping run, like my foot's been broken multiple times, but it's healed up multiple times. But, you know, I just kind of run funny now. But that's always been the case since I've broken my foot multiple times in real life, the actor has. Think like how Jackie Chan runs. He runs kind of weird in the later movies.
So where are you headed? We'll assume you don't realize anything about the Pinto yet, since that was kind of Pluto's move by himself over there.
Well, he's clearly got to get across the street where the sniper is. So he's running across to scale the building directly.
Oh, you're going to scale six stories. All right.
Yes. Probably by jumping off a garbage can to a dumpster to a fire escape.
Okay. Do you want to make that a stunt?
And then not even climbing the... Yes. I'm not even running up the stairs of the fire escape. I'm like just leaping from level to level on the outside of the fire escape.
Back before parkour was a thing, we used to call that just Jackie Chan and up a wall.
There you go.
Pretty much.
All right, go ahead and roll. This is definitely going to be agility.
And I had a plus one going forward to this.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Boom! 12.
All right. Don't forget to make a mark there.
All right. And I make a mark under star power or just experience?
Ticks. Just click one of the tick boxes.
There's a box full of ticks there that you can check on if you're looking at the character
sheet.
You can't see the form fillable, though, can you?
I see it. It's under star power, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to do that scene in Campy Batman as you are parkouring up the side of the building where about halfway up one of the windows open, and it's like the mayor of the town, and he's entertaining a few obvious prostitutes as he steps outside for a cigar.
A banner across the justice, mayor.
Yeah, he steps outside for a cigar, and as you're passing by, you light it for him.
With your Zippo lighter. Zippo.
It's like, I grab the first railing, he looks out at me, I'm like, I don't even smoke! And I get out my lighter and light it for him. But outside of the movie, he's a notorious smoker.
Of course! And he's got a Zippo brand lighter, which is on prominent display.
Oh, it's nickel-plated. It has to be.
Of course it is. It also has the logo for the movie on it.
Oh, even better product placement. Detective Matt Matthews and Pluto Plutarski. We're going to say that, Mac Matthews, you also realize the danger that you're in since you're still on street level with Pluto. We'll say Detective Pluto. You're probably...
Well, no, I was running across, so I was running and shooting, remember?
Yeah, running and shooting, but you're still on the street. So, yeah, you do notice that the four-armed guy is coming up with automatic weapons.
As I have really crushed my role, I'm going to give my plus one forward to Detective Mac.
All right.
There you go.
okay, I do that cool move of kick out a magazine, slap a new one in because I went through a magazine. You know, yes, in these movies, they never did that, but heck, I do. All right.
And in typical 80 movie fashion, the villains coming out of the car are, of course, generic brown guys.
Yeah, yep. So, yeah, I just pop, you know, look over at them, you know, gun out. And I crack, let me see, I've got a list of one-liners because I'm never good at this.
As you're thinking about this, I'm so the scene is on both Pluto and Mac at the same time, so you guys can kind of collab here.
Well, I was going to, because Pintos have a very well-known design flaw, I was going to get behind one of these other cars out here on the street and, like, push and roll it into the Pinto, where the slightest tap on the rear bumper will burst it into flames.
Oh, wait. I think I saw something like that. You know, I stop and I, you said, save the car. I aim at the rear end of the Pinto and shoot. And I say, and as it explodes, I say, looks like the baby made a boom boom.
Well, let's go ahead and have you see if you actually do get the shot off first. So this is going to be a violence move with agility.
Yeah. All right. So violence. Good thing I'm plus one with that.
Going to need to inflict at least one harm on the car for this to work.
Yep.
All right. So choose.
All right. I'm sorry, Pluto. You inflict harm, but a friend is badly hurt in the fight. Yes, a bumper comes off the damn thing and hits you.
That's exactly what I was thinking. The bumper is violently ejected in the explosion and smacks Pluto upside the head. Harm there, Pluto.
Armor doesn't help against that since it's not a combat thing.
Right.
Is it including the plus one I gave him?
I gave him a plus. If I gave him a plus one, I rolled whatever, a 9?
I'd make it a 10.
Yeah, that'd make it a 10.
Yeah, I'll take the plus one then. Bang.
Okay. Yes. Let's redo that then. Choose 3 from the list.
Cut! Reshoot!
I duck underneath the bumper that almost takes my head off.
Well, obviously I pick something explodes. That's what I do.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Oh, you hit a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I hit a bunch of people in the explosion. And something drops out of the target, out of the car. Something important.
Okay, so the people would obviously be the four criminals coming out of the car, so they're knocked to the ground. The something important that falls out is a safety suitcase, one of these that are like fire resistant, water resistant, etc., is ejected from the car and goes skidding across the pavement. The guys aren't out because you haven't inflicted harm to them, but they are on the ground.
And like I said, I have to do a one-liner now. Looks like the baby made a boom boom.
All right, let's see how it goes over.
At least I got a plus two on that. I don't get a plus one though, so. That the carryover.
Nice. Of course.
Right, make sure you're making your ticks because this will be important at the end of the movie.
All right, there we go. Bang. And let's see. One layer is hilarious, well timed and cutting. 14 next row. Nah, my buddies are impressed. Plus one the camaraderie.
Okay, curtain camaraderie is it too?
Yep. All right. I'll mark that. I started a little box to keep track of that on the board. There we go. Camaraderie 2. Yes.
Right. Now that they're on the ground, I will walk up there and just start like pounding in with fists and feet like, you have the right to remain silent. Pow! You have the right to the attorney. Pow!
All right. Violence.
You have a right to this atomic elbow.
Yeah, I'm clearly just muscling it.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, very well.
Hit a whole bunch of people for one. I inflict terrible harm for two. And I make a mess for three.
All right. So as this happens, the scripting director at the end has, he's looking at the script of the film and it says PG-13. And it had already been scraped out for, what was the next one up? NR, not rated, whatever. That one scraped off, and then he just got big R stamped at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, because it was, yeah, it was, well, no, it depends on when in the, no, in the 70s it was 13 PG, then it turned to PG-13, I think, with Jaws.
PG-13 came because of Gremlins and Temple of Doom.
Yeah, 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 that was it, yeah, yeah. I knew it was a Spielberg movie.
I picture a little graphic in the corner that just, like, ratchets up like an odometer going from PG, PG-13, R. Tick, 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 bing.
The effects budget was high for this one, as you're beating on the dummies, you know, limbs are flying off, blood spraying everywhere. They even got sheep intestines that are rocking across the yard.
I don't want to murder them. I just want to beat them soundly. Teeth and blood, certainly. I'm not ripping them apart.
All right, Jean-Pierre, you're still scaling the six-story building, but you're doing it readily. It's just taking time. So on the street, what are you guys doing?
All right.
There hasn't been any more gunfire since Mac did his shots to the building top.
Yeah, I pull up my nightstick and go over to the burning vehicle and see if I can pull that case away from it. It's probably one of those Tantha style. So I got put the handle into its handle and try to drag it out of there. Fire.
Yeah, you do so. The case is a little warm.
Yeah, yeah. Check those guys for a key.
Sure.
I'll do so.
Yeah. Look around.
Here. I got that. I'm going to muscle that thing open.
All right.
Key. Look at that for a second.
That's not really a move. You're able to do that easily enough since you are, that is your archetype.
Oh, okay. I was hoping for a stunt, but okay. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. If you want to do it as a stunt. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, watch me snake eyes this.
They give him a real suitcase.
Oh my gosh, snake eyes did.
It's not the stunt suitcase. You try it with the real one.
Ooh, that's hot.
All right, choose one.
Director, make a move against me.
Okay, no. You open the case, and it's like that. A scene from Pulp Fiction where, you know, the camera angle doesn't see the inside of the case, but there's like this bright light and you just stay there dazed at looking what's inside. And it's just drawing all of your attention and making you just stand out in the open there.
I'm going to assist him by grabbing my tonfa correctly and whacking him upside the head so he drops the case.
Yeah.
Not hitting the case, hitting him upside the head. Because
yeah,
I can take it.
The case drops and clinks close as the light fades around the edges, but the light is still in Pluto's eyes as he's still looking a little dazed at what he just saw, uncomprehending what it was he just saw.
Rubbing the forehead like, oh,
we don't get paid that much.
Yeah, I'm tapping it and said, that's one piece of major Mojo Jojo.
Can say that again.
Yeah. I click it. Do the latches work?
Oh, no, no.
All right. Yeah, I'll hold it together. Ow. This is hot.
Yeah, it probably is stolen.
Yeah. Look up. I see Pluto. No.
Yeah, you look Jean up and see Paul. Pluto. I block the sun.
I look up and see Jean-Paul climbing. Yeah.
Parkouring. He's like jumping from the railing to the wall, kicking off the wall, hitting the railing again, kicking off the railing to hit the wall.
Hey, we should go help Johnny.
Yep, and just as you're saying that and you look up, Jean-Pierre has reached the roof and has vaulted himself over onto the roof.
Yeah.
Nuts to that, I'm taking an elevator.
Yeah, I'm going, as I run past, I realize the front door is still barred.
That sounds like a one-liner.
Yeah, the front door is still barred, so I run up and just toss the case through the broken window of the police precinct and yell.
If you do say something that you think might be a one-liner or you want to do it as a one-liner, say so, because you guys are awfully funny just as a normal thing. So if you're okay, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't intending it as a one-liner, but.
Roll it. I mean, go for it. Of course, you understand if you blow it, we lose a point of camaraderie.
You guys think it was goodbye? No problem. Let me go. Here we go.
I think it was. Josh is a one-liner machine.
That's a partial success.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, your buddies thought it was funny.
All right, plus one to camaraderie.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, no, I'm going to do plus. Sorry, I'm going to do plus one to my next roll. After that snake guys I rolled.
Oh, you know, I just realized I've been doing something wrong. I've been telling you to mark every time you get a 10 plus. You only mark if you're using the two things that are highlighted, the two stats that are highlighted. So drama for everyone, and then whatever your main playbook was. So don't worry about it now, retroactive. Just going forward, just it's only marked when it is your primary stat from your play sheet or it's drama.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it still follows for me.
Yep, I'm still good.
Yep. So I'm going to say plus one to my next roll, and someone I care about is hurt.
No.
No.
It was the captain. Captain works. He's really hurt.
No, he's dead. No. Someone.
It's really someone, hurt. I mean.
Someone new you care about.
Yeah, that'll come back to haunt you later.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay, so how are you two getting into the building?
I'm just running across and entering the door.
Yeah. I behind him, I yell, "Police officers!" And then I'm waiting for him to kick the door open.
This is the Sandy Stokes Investment Building. So as you're going through the front lobby, it's got one of these rotating entryways, glass paneled. There's a doorman inside.
Revolving door. Okay.
Exactly. Revolving door. It's a doorman inside that steps forward to see what's going on. Is at least one of you is bleeding from having taken some harm.
I got my badge out saying, "Police officers, you got a sniper on the roof."
I don't know if you haven't seen the massive firefight outside your building here, sir.
The burning Pinto out there should be a big clue.
I respect your dedication to duty, though, doorman.
He tips his hat and lets you through. So what you're seeing is that there are a whole bunch of different businesses that make their homes here. So, like, there's a plaque outside the elevator banks telling you which floors belong to which companies, etc.
So what floor was the mayor on?
Like sixth.
No, I think he was on the third floor.
Oh, the sniper was on the sixth floor.
I said the mayor.
It was on the roof, yeah. The sniper was on the roof. Mayor was about halfway, so third floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like, Wolf, I can't think of a fancy name for a fake brothel. Anyway, yeah. So up we go.
Standing in the elevator, just listening to, like, Barry Manilow as we're guns ready, calmly going up the elevator.
In my movies, it's always... bum 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 bum.
Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
The elevator actually stops on the second floor as a janitor who's got a Walkman on and he's barely paying any attention. He's slopping his mop into his bucket and he steps onto the elevator with you guys and just kind of nods at you both as he continues to jam out on his tunes.
Standing between us.
Yep.
Yep. I'm busy.
Eyes forward.
Yeah, I reload my pistol, saying next to him, "Cha-ching, can't look over it. Are you loaded?"
I don't think there's any question about that.
No.
The janitor completely ignoring the both of you, not even noticing the gun.
Mm-hmm. Bing! What floor does he get off at? Or is he going to the six?
What happens is he ends up, he pushes the down button, so it goes all the way up first for you guys.
Yep. Sorry. And we head out and look for the roof access.
Okay, roof access is a stairwell going up. And let's cut over to Jean-Pierre. You are on the roof, crouched. What are you doing?
I take stock of the situation and look for the sniper.
Sure, read the situation, plus swagger.
Plus swagger. Let's see. Ooh, this is bad. Minus one. I crush it anyway.
All right, I will answer three of your questions.
Let me just pull up, read the situation.
This is an obvious one. Yeah.
What's my enemy's true position?
He's not here.
Hmm.
He has left the roof.
Where's my best escape route, but, you know, also his, I guess.
The only other way off of this building is the way you came, which would be, well, very difficult. Or that little nook over there, which has a closed door, which is slightly opened, and a stairwell behind going into the top floor or the sixth floor of the building.
He's not parkouring across the roofs?
The rooftops are more than 20 feet across from this rooftop to any of the closest rooftops.
Darn. Mm.
So you're seeing one way down or one way out.
What should I be on the lookout for?
Looking down, you find his sniper's nest, which a sniper gun has been abandoned along with a couple of shells here. You think that, well, if he was working in a team, you should be looking out for other snipers.
All right. My eyes widen comically, and I look about and then sprint for the door that he probably went through.
At the same time...
Right, you are met midway down the stairwells by Mac and Pluto coming up.
Is he up there?
Oh!
No, he's gone. His gun is left behind. Did you see anybody on the way up?
No, just the janitor.
Let's get that gun. Maybe we can find out.
Met a cleaner on the way up?
Meanwhile, the camera switches to, and I'm playing on the negative that Joshua rolled earlier, switches to the downstairs as the janitor is leaving the building. He's throwing his janitorial wardrobe into the wastebasket nearby. And as he passes, he sees a car, a Plymouth Jaguar with the plates that say Pluto on it. And he reaches into his pocket, pulls out a grenade, and tosses it into your baby.
Oh, no!
We get to the roof. I'm heading to where that nest was, and all of a sudden, kadoosh!
Did you hear that?
We both look over the side of the
Jaguar
roof.
Exploding.
No. Stay there, Pluto. Don't go to the edge of the roof.
No!
Don't look, Pluto!
No! No!
We tried to hold him back from leaping.
I had two more payments!
We tried to hold him back from the edge of the roof.
And you finally get that tie rod finally working right. Come on.
He'll pay for this.
So is this nest on the roof or has it been below the roof?
It's on the roof. Still
okay.
There.
I'll pull out my nightstick and put it through the is there like a strap on the gun or is it
No, it's a military sniper rifle.
I'm doing this wrong. I pull out a handkerchief because I always have a handkerchief. Grab it and pick it up and look at it. Serial numbers etched off?
Of course, acided off, and by your practiced eye, you can tell looking at the spent bullet casings that he probably pressed his own bullets as well, so that would be very hard to track the bullets.
Manufacturer, yeah. In fact, he probably went to a shooting range and got and picked up his shells. Yeah, casings, yeah. Well, I mean, got baggy. You got a baggie?
Of course, what kind of cops do you take us for? We both pull out a baggie and sequence.
Don't look at me, I ain't no detective.
Yeah, you knock out your hash first, then you grab...
We never worked that out. What is Pluto? Is Pluto part of the SWAT team, or what?
Yeah, he's a SWAT team. He's like a corporal.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll pick up the evidence, and... We got to tell the commissioner what's going on.
So when you pick up the evidence, you notice that several of the bullet shells that were left behind actually have your names etched on them.
That's not good.
Somebody left us a present.
Yeah, I'm looking at, yeah, so.
There ain't no gift receipt.
I wonder what the return policy on these are.
And these were not fired. Like, you sniff it, you know, these were actually ejected. They were just left here.
Is this a bolt action or is this a?
It's a bolt action.
It'd be bolt action. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's an Oswald special. Right. Those
magic bullets.
Yeah. Pick up mine. It's got my name on it. Look at it.
Actually, since this is a action movie, this is like probably a 50 caliber Barrett.
Yeah, that works.
No. It'd be something, you know, either be something Italian or something Soviet.
No, this is Justice Force Extreme. It's something outrageous like a 50 caliber.
The prop guy comes in and he pulls the gun out of your hand that was a bolt action, and he lays a Barrett down instead.
Yeah.
We need something that would take out Pluto.
Yeah. Pick it up. Ugh. Well, even though he etched these things, they're not a dime a dozen. Let's see what the boys in the lab can do. Come on, guys. We got a cop killer to take down. Woo, scene change.
Okay. What's your next scene? The lab?
Yeah, the lab.
Yeah.
All right, we switch to some electronica music as a statuesque brunette teenager wearing tight-fitting shirt and tattooed sleeve on her arm is going over the forensics of the gun.
She's 18 because she's a potential love interest.
At least 18.
Yeah. So we're looking at what's a good name for Rebecca? So I look over her shoulder. So, find anything interesting?
Let's see. Let's do a getting what you want roll plus magnetism.
Oh, but I have nothing sexier than sense of humor. I get to use my swagger instead.
Go for it.
So gain what you want. Yep. Okay, yeah. So I lean over her shoulder, you know, close to her ear, you know. Yeah. That put a hole in the guy, wouldn't it?
Let's see how it goes over.
Yeah, does it thud? No, oh, it does not thud.
Hey, man, you're talking awfully close to my daughter.
Yeah, you turn on the charm, and she turns around smiling, and the familiar resemblance to Pluto Plutarski is...
No, he just said that. Make do a killer one-liner. Make a roll for that. You have to.
Yeah. Well, let's do that.
Sure. Seven, partial.
Yeah. Oh, but now you got to pick something.
Plus one forward and comment slows down. That's not an action scene.
Yeah.
Someone is enraged and immediately attacks you.
You want that one?
I got a lot of choices. There's only three here, so.
All right, no, here's how it plays out. Mac is macking on the CSI agent as and she turns over her results with a coquettish little expression, winking back. Passes Mac what looks like to be a phone number as Dad chimes in. Yeah, and she goes off, Dad, you're always cramping my style. And she just walks up and punches you in the face like the good old girl you always were.
I taught her how to do that. I've never been prouder.
Who's playing Rebecca?
She's got her mother's right hook.
Oh, who was a good good
take
action?
Take a harm for being chopped in the throat by your own daughter.
Yeah.
Some nameless starlet. This is her first and last movie.
No. It's
you're right. She was in the first two as well, and she's now of age and on the force.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And she continues to stomp with her Doc Martens on her dad. And as you back away slowly, she waves at you and says, "Call me." Stomp, stomp, stomp.
you. send me the report, okay? Yeah.
And then she handed you the report.
Oh, you had a report to look at it. So did she, was she able to raise the numbers? Or?
She was. She got a serial number off of it, and she was actually able to trace it to which military base it was last logged in at. She even went further to show that it was actually reported as stolen from the base, along with a crate of other automatic weaponry, grenades, and ammo. This was the only sniper weapon in present, though. The other disconcerting thing that was missing was a LAW rocket launcher.
Ooh.
Yeah. You think your SWAT van can take a hit from one of those?
Probably not.
Pluto comes out a few moments later limping. Proud. Proudness showing in his eyes.
Yeah. The phone number is already in a pocket, so yeah. Yeah, you see me folding the number and sticking it in a pocket, you know.
Well, I know she can handle herself. So.
All right, so, well, I show them the
turn
list.
Off your cell phones right in the theater.
Yeah. What's a cell phone?
It's an 80s movie. yeah, you've created one of those, what are they called?
Paradox.
Yeah. No, it's a name for an object out of time.
Anachronism.
Yeah, there we go. Anachronism.
Yeah. But anyway, show them. Look at this. Someone's gearing up for World War III. Those guys, those guys in the Pinto didn't have anything like this. I mean, were they armed?
They had automatic weapons, as a matter of fact.
Oh, they did. Wow. Take that back. Yeah. Redo the line. That's where those guys got those arms.
You think these are connected?
Hey, they're in lockup, aren't they? I think so. They're in lockup, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's go ask them some questions.
Actually, they've been probably rushed to the local hospital where they're handcuffed to the beds, but after
even
that
better.
Meeting.
Yeah, we need that. We need to talk to
I'll
them.
Pick up some flowers on the way there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, who do they promote into the position of acting captain? Well, we're here, so we have to run into that person as we leave the basement.
No, it's Assistant Director Proctor. Oh, I hate that guy.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, no, not Proctor.
It's been 5 minutes since the chief's death, and so, of course, there is already a replacement.
No, this time has passed, all right? So, yeah, I said acting captain.
You have a history with this one, and he just kind of points, you know, with the two fingers at his own eyes, and then points at you with his two fingers.
Mm-hmm. That's the trouble he caused me back when I was in the academy.
And I give him the finger by tapping my nose. And yeah,
I shrug as I go by. It's like this is the people I have to hang out with.
I got my eye on you, bunch of screw ups. One more mistake. It's your badge and your gun.
Oh, so what? Yeah. So.
Joke's on him. I only need my fists.
Yeah. Well, hopefully those guys in there, the guys in the hospital don't need a proctologist.
So we show up at the hospital where the admitting nurse at first is hesitant to let you in, saying that this is the worst case of police brutality she's ever seen.
Oh, I lean forward.
It's say, early.
Yeah. Yeah, I lean forward. Say, oh,
hold
on,
that sounded an awful lot like a one-liner.
All right.
Wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, rain it in, I guess. Oh, no.
Give us another smart-ass line. Oh, that one fell flat.
All right, you still get to pick one of these successes, but also, oh, wait, no, a miss.
No, not a miss.
Line falls flat. Minus one forward. The audience does not clap.
That'll cancel the plus one forward I had previous, so.
Yeah.
You didn't use the plus one forward on this? I think you have.
Oh, yeah, I should have. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, okay. So 7 to 9 then.
Yeah, it's not a hold. It's a plus one forward. So it goes to a 7. Someone I care about is hurt.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
I said there's three options, and one is relying on an action scene. So it's either someone attacks me or someone gets hurt.
Okay.
Hurt,
but a plus
not
one.
Killed.
I'm going to add plus one to the camaraderie.
No, I think someone should attack you. One of the guys gets loose and has to attack you.
No. I think it's better drama
because...
if his daughter gets hurt.
Ooh.
Yes, she gets kidnapped somehow.
My motorcycle now.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. She's kidnapped and being held hostage.
All right, so we're going to have to persuade this nurse to let you in, and she is adamant that you are the folks that caused this damage to these not as yet proven guilty people.
Oh no, we just want to talk to them. We don't want to them. They've been hurt bad enough. I'll keep him on a leash. You know, he won't be any problem. And I'm pointing at you know, I'm going to try to use the game what you want.
Go ahead.
Yep. And I could use my swagger instead. Added cost. Ooh, what's the cost?
Okay, since you're using your magnetism, I mean, like, you're using your particular move. She's into you, and she's like, well, I mean, it's really against my better judgment, but perhaps if, you know, we went out to coffee or for drinks afterwards.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I pull out my business card, because every detective has one.
So this is an 80s movie, so they're trying to portray a woman of less than stellar beauty. So she's maybe she's ancient at 30.
She's wearing glasses.
Exactly. And the hair's in a bun to tell you that she's supposed to be unattractive.
Yeah. Which means when the glasses come off and the bun's let loose, watch out, baby. Yeah, so I'll give her my card. And say, yeah, if you got any problems, I can come on over and see what I can do to straighten them out.
Drinks first. We'll see where it goes from there. Gives you a little pat on the butt as you go by. So you get to the room, and as you are...
It's got to be a cop outside.
There's a cop out front. The cop out front is sipping on some coffee, gives you the thumbs up.
Murphy, go take a break.
You got this, Murphy.
He sweats a little bit, says, the last time I took a break for you guys, the suspect ended up with a broken collarbone, two broken legs, and a chicken head up their rectums.
Hey, you're in luck. There he got...
And they shot the captain, so take a break.
Unless it's a lack of chickens with us today.
Right, I guess I could use some hot coffee. Yeah.
Anyway, cheers, they already got broken collarbones.
So while you guys are talking outside, you hear the sound of breaking glass inside.
Oh yeah, that door's opening. My turn to kick the door in. I kick the door in, gun out, and what do I see?
You see four shadowy clad individuals, heads wrapped, ninjas. You guys have a past ninjas. With ninjas.
God, I hate ninjas.
They have slit the throats of the four suspects that were being treated here. Katanas.
There you go.
Dripping blood as they're trying to exit before you come in.
Yeah, well.
Ninjas. Didn't see them coming.
They must be ninjas.
It had to be ninjas.
Justice Force Extreme, so we meet again!
Yeah. Hey, wait, I recognize that name. Chu-Li?
Oh, he rips his name tag off his...
last time, you left this, and I pulled my shirt up, and there's this big old scar down my side. I'm going to have you pay for that.
I'll finish my artistic rendition this time. It was supposed to be a swan.
I put my pistol in pocket, my pistol, pull out my tonfa, and it's in that position where it's down my arm in for protection. Come on, get a piece of this.
All right, what are the other two doing?
Oh, basically, I'm just going to... Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to run for two of his goons and try and Superman clonk their heads together.
Okay, sounds good. Jean-Pierre?
I'm clearly taking up the fighting stance and waiting for them to come to me.
Oh, one at a time.
One at a time. Clearly.
All right, well, let's resolve Mr. Matthews first, as he is squaring off against the leader of the ninja.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Violence!
Violence! Solves nothing. I don't have anything coming forward. So, ooh, well, I hit him.
Yep, choose one.
I'll inflict harm, but I take some too.
Okay, take another harm. What does that put you at in harm? I think this is your first one, isn't it?
Yeah, my first harm. Now, not the biggest, strongest, fastest, or meanest, but when you are coolest, physical punishment only serves to make you look cooler. When you take harm, dig deep in that core resolve and roll swagger.
All right.
So, yeah.
So describe that that play there between the nightstick and the ninja sword as you're both harmed.
Oh yeah, I'm busy blocking, swipping my thing around, block, parry, berry, block. He spins around, I block him, I spin around, and he catches me on an arm, and I'm like, line of blood, and that's about it. He sliced my arm.
And how was your blow against him? What did that look like?
When he hit that, I just caught his katana in there and swung around, and then came up and kicked him in the back of the head with my foot.
Okay, this is a named villain, so the one harm isn't enough to take him out. So you are still mano a mano with him as we go to Pluto.
I just rolled an eight, so I can hold one of these.
Okay.
Swagger for another stat during duration of your move. You add points of harm you've taken so far to your next roll as a bonus. Inspire your fellows with. I'm going to take substitute swagger for another stat for my next move.
Okay, that works. Pluto, as you try to slam the head of two ninja together, give me a violence roll. Probably muscle.
Yeah, pretty much muscle. 11.
Okay, choose three. You'll probably want the area of effect to get what you wanted originally.
Yep, I hit a whole bunch of people. Inflict terrible harm. And the targets are knocked down.
Okay, so you go ahead and describe how that looks as you take them both out.
I lunge at him with a roar! Hands like meat hooks just extended. I grab him both by that soft spot between the neck and the shoulder and just arms wide, spreading them apart, then slamming my arms together and knocking their heads together with a sound like empty coconuts.
All right. And the final two ninja run at Jean-Pierre.
Character's name is Jean-Paul.
Sorry, Jean-Paul.
No, it's a running gag. Everyone keeps getting his name wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm going to inflict violence upon them. Let's see. I don't think I have anything going forward anymore.
Keep in mind there are two coming at you.
That should be fine. Oh, geez. Mine is clearly the more elaborate fight sequence. But because it's far more elaborate, it's more sloppy because the stuntmen just aren't on my level. So, let's see. And I gotta choose one.
Yeah.
You inflict harm, but take some too. No, I'm gonna say, but are driven back.
Okay, so one of them drops, and the other one kind of does this cartwheel and kicks you so that you are pushed out of the room through the door, and the door slams against the cop that was coming back with his fresh coffee.
Opening up an escape route.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So let's go back to Mac. You're still mm-hmm. in deadly combat one-on-one. Actually, since Pluto is currently free, you can act to help or whatever you would. Actually, since you're the wild card right now, Jean-Paul was just pushed out of the room. What is Pluto doing since you're free? All right, we'll come back to him then. Go ahead, Mac. You are still mano a mano with the leader of the ninja who you have been in combat with before with a not so good ending.
Yeah, so fight, so I got my tonfa out and parrying him, and I said, You know, some people say that Ninjutsu is a out of date combat style where Kung Fu is the new thing, and I just step back and do my stand back and do the Bruce Lee pose, and pull my pants up really quick and go
yeah,
and Tom out and whack at him and see what I'm using swagger. So that's why I was talking.
Oh, sure. So violence with swagger.
Yep. God.
He replies, the Ninjutsu is the sword. The style is ninjutsu. And uppercuts you.
Yeah, that's good. So take another harm as his weapon continues with the pattern he'd left on you before as he attempts to complete his swan on your torso.
Okay, and you know what? I'm just going to have to make another roll for smiling through the pink every time I take harm. So I'm going to roll that again. Yay! See what I get for that. That's good. I can hold one. So, I'm actually going to add points of harm you've taken so far to your next roll as a bonus. So, yeah. I'll go with that one. So that's my new hold.
All right, I'm back.
Sorry.
No, my internet just like died. I had to reboot my router. This Buckeye cable is terrible.
So we skipped over you, but what was going on is you're free since you dropped your two opponents. Mac is facing off against the leader of the ninja who just got a little one up on him as he slices into his torso, drawing blood, ripping through his. Well, actually, you're a detective, so just whatever you were wearing that day, not a uniform.
Black business suit and tie.
Jean-Paul got pushed out or kicked out of the room. He's in the hallway, but that leaves an exit for the ninjas. There's still one standing who's about to run out the door.
Okay, I will grab him by the collar and belt and throw him into a wall.
Sure. Let's have some violence there.
A little bit of the ultra violence.
7. I inflict harm but are driven back.
Okay. As you hurl him against the wall, he's able to get off a lucky kick, which puts you actually, if this works for you, he kicks you towards the window that they'd came in on. You're on the third floor.
Oh yeah. I'm just like pinwheeling my arms.
Pinwheeling your arms, trying to keep from going over.
Trying to grab a sill or something. Yeah.
But you do inflict the harm, so you do knock out that ninja as well. So the only ninja still standing is the leader, who is still in mortal combat with Mac. Jean-Paul, you're outside of the room. What are you doing?
Well, no ninjas are escaping by me, correct?
Correct. But you do hear on the officer's radio that is got knocked down below you. You're hearing a bulletin being put out that the precinct has been raided, that there are people with guns going through the precinct now, and they're calling in forces to help. You hear the sound of automatic fire.
Clearly I kick flip to my feet, rush into the door, and do some kind of flying elbow, because flying kicks are overrated at this point. Flying elbow to the named bad guy while shouting, guys, we got no time to spend here. We need to be the cavalry for the... I flip my lines, obviously, because I'm the action star and not the lead.
They cover it up by putting in a little bit of French that you go into instead of saying something.
Yes,
correct.
I clearly go into French.
Lots of merds.
All right, so with your violence roll, take a plus one to it, as Mac is also engaged with this guy, so you're going to get a little bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. Violence. I got a plus one going forward. I really lay into him with a 13. And I make a tick. Choose three. Let's see. I inflict terrible harm. The target drops something. The target is knocked down.
Okay. What seems like a key goes rattling off into the room that fell out of his pocket. That's his second harm, so that's going to be enough to take him out. He's not the top bad guy. So he's out on the floor. And you have removed Max Nemesis, who he didn't get a chance to properly duel. How do you take that, Mac?
I walk up behind him and smack him upside the back of his head and said, "Dude!
Guys, a little help over here."
Response is a thank you card. Perhaps a bottle of wine for my birthday. As I grab Pluto and haul him back in.
I'm grabbing the other arm and pulling
him
in.
Thank you.
Where's that key? I saw a key fly away. I run over and grab the key. I look up. Murphy, get something to tie these guys up.
He's getting coffee.
No, he was coming back.
I hit him with the door as I got knocked out the room.
He's getting up and comes into the room. What do you need, guys? Oh my gosh, ninjas!
Yeah,
more like ninjas.
Ooh, was that a one-liner?
Sounds like a
tight. Let's find out.
It is, but it's stolen from Speed Racer.
I'm stealing when I can.
Go ahead.
Let's see. That swagger, right?
Yeah. That's your minus one, right?
It is.
Whoa, you still did. Yeah.
Right. Either plus one forward or plus one to camaraderie, and choose one of the following.
I'll say plus one to camaraderie. My buddies thought it was funny. The comments slows down an action scene, and not in a good way, because we got a race to the...
Yeah, so more time than you like passes.
Yeah. Yeah, as we're busy arguing and, you know, we fall into the wordy bit of the script. You know.
Act two, lol.
Yeah. So we're down in, what kind of car do I drive? Probably my car, because your car's blown up. And let's see. It's got to be something that technically only sits two, but there is a back seat. It's a convertible Corvette.
I'm like sitting on the back with my feet on the seat and like my sitting on the actual like chassis of the car because I can't fit in the seat itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's worse when it rains. We have to put the hood up. This is California, of course. You know, never rains in California.
All right, as you drive off again, that lonely saxophone starts playing in the background and it fades away as we cut to the precinct. The front of the building is riddled with bullet holes. You see officers down. Strewn across the front of the street, some obviously dead, some of them merely wounded.
My God.
Becky! I get out.
Becky!
gun out, running up, you know, stop at the door to the side, look in. Do I see anything?
A bunch of policemen are got guns pointed at you. Halt! Oh, it's you guys! Pluto, they took your girl!
My daughter, Becky! No!
Okay.
No!
They can shoot my best friend?
I'll get them for this!
Let's have him emote.
This won't stand! Yes, it certainly is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. He shows his acting chops.
It's weirdly, the muscle guy is clearly the best actor among us.
I swore on her mother's grave that nothing would have bad happen to her. She begged me not to let her become a cop. But I can't say no to my little girl, and now they took her!
Oh, this happened in movie number two!
The obvious right. Person to reflect the emotion would be Mac, who made a connection earlier, who also feels... I mean, if you're cool with that.
Choose a PC or NPC. Sorry, still reading what it actually does. Yeah, so plus one to Mac, and then I also get a plus one forward. So, yeah.
And don't forget, since it's drama, make a check.
Yeah. I sure did.
Yeah. I'm sitting there. Right. I turn and look at Jean-Paul. We need to get out. And we head to the SWAT room.
Montage scene.
Yes. So we're getting better weapons.
Is anyone hurt currently?
I got two harm.
I got one harm.
I got one harm for my daughter, of all people.
I got two harm. I'm the most hurt person here, but I have no chance of dying. So yeah.
Do you want to maybe use this ammoing up montage as a moment to draw strength from our fellowship?
Yeah, this could definitely be a bro moment where you're giving high fives as you're strapping on the grenade belts.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, yeah. You're up plus one, so I mean, you've got one more than you need.
Well, like power medalist plane and all that.
And it'd be a plus four. We got a total of plus four. Do you want to spend like one camaraderie to this, or?
Oh no! You just roll it as you're rolling anything else, and you add the plus four to it. But immediately after the roll, your camaraderie drops by one.
Oh, that's not
bad. Oh, okay.
We've got a lot of one-liners we've been throwing out. So
yeah. So go ahead and you make the roll, Joshua, since you brought it up, and then you guys can describe how the montage goes.
Nice. Ooh, there we go. Pick right, two.
So do we all get to choose these, or just choose for the entire group, or how's this work?
Let's do it for the group. I'm not sure that's correct, but for this scene, let's do it for the group. So whatever you choose goes for everybody.
Let's heal one harm.
All right. Unmark one of those.
We are kidding out. Awesome new weapon.
Yeah, I kind of like that too.
Yeah.
You open it up and like get out a grenade launcher with beanbag grenades or something.
I've got. Do we each get like an awesome new weapon?
Yeah. What are each of your awesome new weapons? What's your?
Oh, I got like the great big like machine gun with the belt straps across my. Yeah, the kind of thing that normally requires a tripod, but you know, I got the BFG thing. So
yeah, that came out of the evidence room.
It's like usually on the back of a SWAT, on the roof of a SWAT vehicle.
Clearly, I am strapping on like swords and throwing knives.
All right, and Mac.
Mac, he's looking around. They got one
flamethrower.
No, they got one. I reach over the box up and pull out the law.
Oh my gosh!
It's got like "and order" written on like duct tape underneath it, under where it says "law."
Yeah, it says "law," but you know it's so.
Somebody comes running up to you. Sirs, this was found in your daughter's lab. It was stuck with a dagger in the wall. I think it's for you, Pluto.
Give me that.
That says JFE in capital letters. If you want to see your daughter alive, come to the wharf.
The Jefe. I'm sorry, I want to see my daughter alive.
The Jefe.
JFE.
Yep, saying, come to the docks if you want to see her alive.
The docks, down in the old abandoned warehouse district.
Time for some dockside justice.
Extreme.
Yeah. Oh, what's the Harmaw law?
I'm pretty sure that is just a
whatever it hits.
Ending thing.
Yeah. Whatever it hits, it's going to hurt.
Any idea what the harm is on the big old heavy machine gun?
Yeah, anything that has got basically a tag of being a BFM, BFG, mm-hmm. I guess it's called. Yeah, it's just like if you succeed, it will take out whatever you're going for.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've actually fired one before, so they're fun. Nice.
I'm not even a gun guy, but firing a law has got to be pretty fun.
So, yeah, we get out and said, we're not taking my car. We head to the garage, and there's a SWAT van.
We're taking a SWAT van, or do you want one of those SWAT tanks?
The armored personnel carrier.
Yeah, they're slow moving, but boy, they look nice.
You know what? It is a group awesome weapon, though this doesn't have a cannon. It has the battering ram on it instead, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, I already took the cannon off. I got it right here.
Yeah. I said there, you know what? My dad fought in World War II. Let's do a patent and show them that we've read their book.
I used to drive something like this back in the NOM.
I did one liner. So let me you know.
Sure. You want to call it a one-liner? Go for it.
Yeah. El Jefe, I've read your book. So that's a 2. Yeah. It's still a 9. Yeah. Still get okay. one. So,
you want the forward plus one or a plus one to camaraderie?
I'm taking the forward to my next role.
Okay. And then one of the others.
Oh, I hate this. I hate it. It's only 3 choices and none of them really does apply. And one's already happened, but, and we already, I have to pick the one that's going to hurt everyone, hurt at least me and Pluto the most. Someone you care about is hurt.
All right. It makes for the dramatic movie. All right. Cut scenes as the armored SWAT carrier makes its way through the streets, down to the wharf as we've got some heavy guitar playing in the background.
Oh no. If it's a tank, it's no, it's, you know, it's either Johnny Comes Marching or it's something very military or something like that. As we, you know, oh, wait a second. The music they used in Stripes.
Okay. Yeah, that works. So, as you come to the wharfs, you guys notice that there is like a very large yacht that is moored here, and there's a chopper on the deck. It's large enough to hold a chopper. Floodlights are on this late at night. It's a little odd for that to happen. A few other boats in the docks, but you don't see anyone out and about. You see lots of crates piled up in the yard. There is a fence surrounding the dockyard itself. The gate, normally padlocked and locked. Padlock is laying on the ground, cut, but the gates are still kind of held together with a chain.
Not for very long.
I point to the boat with the chopper. Ram it. Clearly you have to jump off the pier onto the boat with the tank.
No.
Oh, well, yeah, clearly.
Yeah, no. Jean-Paul? Yeah, clearly. Jean-Paul, get to the chopper.
I'm getting there. I'm jumping this onto that boat.
Yeah, we head out in. So do we start hearing plinking outside as people are shooting at us? Or
you don't see or hear anyone.
Yeah, so I'm pedal to the metaling, and I am going to bust that gate, ramp off the pier, and onto the boat.
That's a stunt. That's a stunt. Yeah, I heard of one. Oh, no, you have to do a one-liner first before you do that. You know what the perfect one-liner is for this one is?
Thanks for the invite.
No, hold my beer.
I don't know. I like tanks for the invites pretty good, too.
Oh, that's good, too. Yeah.
Let's see how it goes over with the director. Go ahead and give us a roll.
It's okay.
Toss plus one to camaraderie. And yeah, summons enraged and immediately attacks me. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what happens is you're to direct what's going on. You actually have to lean out of the window so that you can see what's going on. And yeah, someone takes a sniper shot at you. Take a harm.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to roll my does my armor soak that? Or
actually, yeah, it does. Your armor will soak that.
Right. Well, I'm still going to roll a man machine made of meat. Getting hit only makes you angry. When you are hit by a ranged or close combat, whether harm is inflicted or not, you may make this move. Roll on muscles.
Go for it.
Yeah.
11. Yeah. So on a 10, hold 2. And then I can spend them to immediately inflict 1 as a counterattack to whoever attacked me. Inflict plus 1 harm. Da-da-da-da. Perform a feat testing the limits of human strength. I think jumping this here boat or this truck on a boat or a tank onto a boat should do that.
And you know what? You, what was that again? Do harm to the person who harmed you?
Yeah.
They're staying right in front of us.
Yeah, that's going to be the next one. So I'm going to spend to do harm on, as a counterattack against whoever shot at me. And then, perform a feat testing the limits of human strength, which I'm hoping will extend to me ramping this here tank.
All right. Well, first of all, how do you do the counterattack to the guy that just took a pot shot at you?
He lands a tank on them.
If he's nearby me. Yeah, if he's nearby me, I'm just going to run a tank
into him. Over. Okay, yeah, that's fine. All right, roll the stunt to get the tank onto the yacht.
Can I do it automatically by spending my hold to perform a feat testing the limits of human strength?
Does it give it to you automatically, or does it give you?
It says perform, so not like roll. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no. Let me look that one up.
If not, don't worry about it. I'm going to instead spend the whole to gain plus one muscles for the rest of the scene, and then that'll just help me with.
Sure.
So now I have plus four muscle for the rest of the scene.
So do your stunt. Still got stunted.
You can use muscle on this because you're basically you're holding the thing.
Pedal to the metal.
Yep.
It's 10.
There you go.
Yay.
So that is do the cool
guitar riff.
Plus one taking a plus one forward. I'm going to keep that plus one forward.
All right. So your armored carrier leaps off the dock. You see the water below you just as it treads, make contact with the top of the yacht. And the yacht is large enough.
There's a convenient, it's not a ramp per se, but it's a convenient set of crates that are in that little pyramid shape.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because when he talked to the stunt director, he said, you're going to take an APC and jump it across? You need a ramp.
Okay.
We got to do the math on this.
Yeah. Okay. So the yacht has been reinforced so that the top deck can hold a helicopter. So while you do crash through a bit of board, you don't go through the top of the yacht, but you are safely on.
Can I be on top of the tank and backflipping off as we land?
Sure.
Everybody out.
So the tank jumps, I'm on top, I jump as we're jumping, I'm backflipping, nice. And landing like at the same time as the tank presumably like shoves the helicopter off into the water.
Ooh. No, that would be a separate thing, though.
Yeah, same like. It?
Yeah, unless you had to roll 13, I would say it's a separate thing.
Or it just if you want it for flavor, you don't have to roll at all. You can just have that.
Okay, that's fine. Awesome. Great.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Right. So yeah, you guys crash onto the top of the yacht, and armed men with military machine guns run out, and you're under fire. Mm-hmm. There's five of these guys out here. What are you doing?
I reach over and grab one of the grenades off of Pluto's vest, pull the pin, and one, two, three, toss.
Right. So violence, air agility.
Yes, so air burst over them. Let's see how well that works. It hasn't worked so far because this is a running gag in the movie. I do that every so often, and I get always either throw it too far or I miss the count and it goes off too close. It goes off a little too close. Yes, I inflict harm, but they take some too. I take some too.
All right, yeah, you get some fragmentation hits you is what goes on.
So what, just like one harm?
Yeah, one harm.
How about them?
You take out one guy.
Yay. And, of course, I take harm. I do smiling through the pain. It's my shtick. Oh, I get that's. Now I regret taking that. 8. Okay, so I get another. I still have the hold from the last time, which I get to add harm as bonus. Oh, wait, no. It have been a 9, so I'm not going to spend that one forward. That's not worth spending. So,
okay, so you don't get a choice on the one forwards. It's just on the next roll. Unless it's if it's a hold, you can spend it whenever you want. But if it's forward, it's on the next roll.
Yeah, I got a hold. So I got one hold already for add points of harm as bonus. I'll get a plus 10 on my next killer one-liner.
Okay, good enough. So what are the rest of you guys doing?
I'm just...
That,
go on.
Go ahead.
I was going to step... Right. Go on.
Well, being the SWAT ninja I am now, I race forward, zigzagging, and a sword comes out, and I'm going to enter melee combat in elaborate choreography.
Okay, so you're just barreling into them.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
All right. Is this violence I am inflicting upon
them?
Yes,
this is definitely violence.
Yes.
All right. I don't think I have one going forward, so this is just plus 3. Plus 3 is enough.
If you hit a whole bunch of people, you can take them all out.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Let's inflict terrible harm. Target. I hit a whole bunch of people, and I can close in on whoever's coming up next.
That works. And then Pluto.
He took them all out.
He took them all out. All
right. So I'm stepping out of the truck with the gun raised, cigar in my mouth, going ready and going. Rah! I turn the gun on the goons, and they go, "Oh!" They see they're all like out on the ground. I just look sad and disappointed.
Yeah, I pop out behind them and said, "Yeah, you gotta be careful where those bullets go because they go right through the through everything, including your daughter."
You threw a grenade on a boat.
I counted three first.
Saying maybe we don't.
There's a scream from further in the boat.
Oh, talk about collateral damage later. That's Becky.
Yes, run. Yeah, I'm running.
Right, you guys run downstairs, and it's a very well appointed cabin. Lots of room, pool table, got liquor cabinets and everything. And right in the middle of the cabin, tied to a chair, is Becky with a ball gag on, and she's got a bunch of explosives tied around her neck, and it's counting down. It has 1 minute. And as you see this, you hear over the speakers, just as you start to hear the sounds of a chopper blade spinning up on the deck.
I thought we hit that.
Save her or die, or you can try and stop me and let her die. Your choice.
You guys go after the jefe. I gotta save my daughter.
No, as far as I could tell, no one did anything with the chopper. I said you landed on the boat. No one said anything about the chopper. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm like, okay.
Becky's trying to say something. She's struggling through her gag to say something.
I got this. I used to disable mines back in the NOM. I got this. Go after him.
She's shaking her head. No. She's shaking her head. No.
I chose you can escape or close in as one of my options on that harm roll. Uh-huh. Can I choose that to have closed in on the helicopter?
Yeah. I'm going to say that, even before you saw what was going on, you heard the rotor blades and you ran upstairs.
I disappeared like a ninja and now I'm popping out.
Yeah, I'm running out. I'm going, okay, don't screw up.
You run out too? Okay.
Yeah, and I see the chopper. You know, I'm going. I hold Jean-Paul back. No. Don't even try. I unlimber the law.
All right, now hold on. Stop it right there. Go back to Pluto as your daughter is violently shaking her head no as everybody's splitting away.
Hold still, Becky. I got this.
Shaking your head. No. She's shaking her head violently.
It's all right. It's all right. I got this.
Oh,
no! Quit moving!
I'm trying to read. Yeah, stop shaking. I gotta see which is the red, which is the blue wire. I kind of read the situation.
All right, Raji. Read the situation. Go ahead.
That swagger. Nope.
Oh, this is bad. Okay.
Not the only one. Yep, that's fine.
You do not read the situation. You're assuming this is like every other bomb you've seen strapped to a civilian before.
That's right. I just got it. Cross these two wires just like this.
Oh my gosh, hold on just a second.
The only one without plot immunity.
Die of fate time?
Sure am.
Die of fate time? Or
okay, let's make this dramatic. Okay, so up on the top. So in the chopper is one guy who's kind of who's sitting in the chopper bay. He's got a Barrett out. Looks like he retrieved the Barrett from the CSI department of your shot-up police station. He's got it aimed at you guys.
He went back for his gun.
As you're coming out, chopper pilot is inside. They're starting to lift off. And so as they begin shooting up the deck, as it's starting to lift up.
I'm just standing there because I just push Jean-Paul back and said, don't stand behind me. Take off the law. Open it up. Look up and say, I am the law.
All right, that's a one-liner. Go ahead.
Yeah. Fire away. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah,
well-timed and cutting one-liner.
Yep, I'm taking a plus one. I also have my hold of add my harm as a bonus. Oh, actually didn't have to roll. Okay. I had get automatic plus 10 plus and killer one liner as my other hold.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
You can save that now.
I'm going to let your next roll determine the timing of what's about to happen next. So you're firing the law?
Yep, and I'm going in with a total of plus 3 because I'm using my add points of harm. And I have 2 harm. So that's
okay, go for it.
So that's a 5 plus 5 total. Come on, be nice, girly. 11. It's a success. Not critical, but it's a success.
Okay. So these things happen simultaneously then. Your law goes off. What things are you picking? If you take the area effect, you'll get the chopper and everybody in it.
Oh, yes. And I've also inflict terrible harm. And you know what? I'll make it mess and make a mess.
Okay. Yeah, the blood splatters all over where there's a rain of body parts coming from the sky. Oh,
there's a fireball in the sky. It's a fully fueled chopper.
Unfortunately, there's also a fireball from below as the ship is rocked by explosions beneath your feet and you're all hurled into the water.
Shit. Oh, I'm going over. Damn it, Pluto! I'm swimming back to the boat. You can't die on me now.
No, Pluto.
Pluto has maxed out his harm as he watches his daughter's head explode. caught in the radius as well. Pluto, do you wish Pluto to die in the scene, or do you want to narrate something else that happens?
Oh, it's appropriate. Yes, like his body was never found.
All right. So that opens up a special move for everyone else called the Vengeance move. Gives everybody a special hold. You get an automatic 10 plus on a combat or stunt, provided it's in direct pursuit of avenging your comrade's death. But you've pretty much already done that.
Yeah.
In retrospect, maybe I should have undone the gag first.
You guys are in the bay floating as the timbers of the flaming wreckage drop around you. No sign of Pluto or his daughter.
Shit. Look over at Jean-Paul.
The law was on our side, but the law was against us as well.
Well,
you're doing that as one-liner. Actually, you don't need to roll. So the credits roll at this point. You guys are treading water in the bay, and it's got the sad saxophone in the background.
That's the sad Incredible Hulk music.
Yeah, there you go.
Goes to be continued in Extreme Justice Force 2.
Yeah, it does that after the credits, and then it blacks out, so there's like a black screen, and then the screen comes on.
The end? Question mark.
No. What goes on is the lights come back on, and it's the inside of a medical bay, and all you see is the head of Pluto as they are putting on cybernetics to his body.
Oh, no. You know what? And next to him, it's his daughter's head. And they're putting cybernetics on her, too.
All right. So let's see how the movie did. First of all, what is the check count? So Joshua, how many checks did you mark off?
5.
5. Okay. And how about you, John?
I got 3. Okay. Wait. See, if I count that on Mac 10, that'd be 4. Sorry, be 4.
4. Okay. That's 7. How many did you get, Steven?
I got 3 as well.
10. All right. So everybody gets a star. It's one point of star power.
Yeah.
Whoever had the most, which I think was Joshua, you had the most checks?
I had 5.
Yeah. So you get an additional star. And then you guys would vote on the MVP of the episode, and that person would get one more star.
Joshua.
Thank you.
And then what the star power does is it allows you to do different things in the game as the campaign progresses onwards.
Yeah.
And it's part experience and part what kind of box office draw that you're getting as well.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think?
Well, I bought the game now, so I guess I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, this is pretty. I love this sort of thing.
I'm disappointed they don't have a Western play set or script set in this.
Oh, they They do. There is an expansion. It's not in the book, but there's an expansion called like More Action Movie World or something like that.
Nice.
And it's got a whole bunch of extra play sets and other types of playbooks in it as well. Like it's got the Scrappy Kid.
My kid will really enjoy this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so the movie is a success with a combined 10 check marks. It was low on drama, but, you know, you don't always get what you want, and this ended up being more of a dramedy, which went over well with the box office.
Yeah,
I love it in Hong Kong.
Yeah, and the writing said yes, and you know, what's your player character's name? They're Chuck.
Brutus Steele.
Brutus Steele was a standout in this movie. Outsnarked Dirk Stallion, who usually was snappier one of the group. Yeah, it's too bad his character got killed off, or did he?
Is that an MVP vote?
Oh yeah, that was probably MVP vote for him. Yes.
All right.
So,
how about you, Stephen?
You need a. I voted for Josh.
Yeah. All right. So Josh gets another star.
So you got a total of 3 stars then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool, guys. Well, I appreciate you allowing me to inflict this upon you.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. I can see a lot of potential in it. How about you, Steven? Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. It was a good bit of fun. I think it was a little weak on the one role of... the one-liner.
Yeah.
Because it needs a few more options in there. But other than that, it's a great get system.
Yeah, because keep picking. Someone gets hurt. I mean, I'm looking at it going, okay, see, beat me up. Unless, realistically, there's no one here to beat me. And what does it mean by...
I think part of it is just to drive the action in an action movie. So, like, every, you know... Lots of people get hurt in action movies, so that allows me as the GM to just hurt bystanders, hurt loved ones, that sort of thing.
Of course, it's just we were usually failing in non-action scenes.
Yeah. But that's what made it fun. What she was trying to tell Pluto is that, no, it takes at least 2 people to disarm this thing.
Oh, well.
Dad never listened anyway.
No. I was half tempted to reach over and pull the ball gag out, but I didn't. I should have.
I always enjoy it when a character dies heroically or tragically. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened a lot in games, but I always enjoy it when it does.
The character died in the movie, I forgot. That also would give him 2 extra experience points.
Ooh.
How do you get experience in this?
Different ways. Some things just straight out tell you that you gain XP when you do things. If you die in the movie, you get XP.
Oh, nice.
How many tick marks do you need before you get XP? Fill all the boxes?
You have to fill all the boxes, yep.
That takes a while.
Yeah.
Well, there's like the 5 XP boxes here, so I'm assuming it's...
No, I mean the tick boxes. Filling all the tick boxes. You gotta fill all...
Do you get XP for filling the tick boxes?
Yeah, 15 of them.
Okay. Well, then like, you get XP, I'm assuming, for other things, too.
Yeah, let me look that up, actually. It is a little different than other PBTA games.
Every PBTA game is different.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay, yeah, supporting character dies, he or she gains 2 XP. The use of a camaraderie move can grant you 1 XP if you choose it as one of the options. Oh, here it is. If camaraderie is +3 at the end of the movie, everyone gains 1 XP. So it was in your case.
We had it 4. Yeah.
A thespian can gain XP for doing a wrap-up move at the end. You get 1 XP for the completion of each session.
Okay.
MVP gets an XP, not a star, an XP.
Ah. So 2 stars and 1 XP.
And the person who gains the most points of star power for the movie gains 1 XP as well.
Yeah, 4 XP here already. I'm almost ready to level.
Yeah. So Yeah, and when you gain 5 is when you trade it in for improvements.
That 2 XP for dying is a real big incentive to die heroically, actually.
Yep. Oh, and when you do die, like if you die early in the game, you take on the role of the what do they call it? It's the second director. So like you could become either the second grip or director. The action director or, yeah, other stuff.
The choreographer or?
Yeah, exactly. All the other positions that might be filled in a movie role, you take on another position so you can call out, like during the action scenes, you can choreograph or whatever you'd like. It mm-hmm. gives you something it's to like, do once you're taken
I'm
out.
I'm the grip.
Yeah.
Well, no, it also sounds like he also can take up the role of also background characters as well. The Death Sergeant, now he's the Death Sergeant.
Well, yeah, because that's part of the director's job is to play NPCs. So, like, if you are also taking on director role, you can take on NPCs. So, yeah, it is pretty cool. And for the 100 and...
Budo dies, becomes Rebecca.
Yeah. And so for the 118 or so pages it has, it's fairly dense. It's got some good stuff in there. It's got several good pages on the genre of action films.
Yeah. The inside story on the reason why the Rebecca's character was killed off because she said I really don't like being an actress and Dirk Stallion is they wanted me to do love scenes with him.
She's going into pre-med to finish her degree.
Yeah. The other thing I think would be cool about a long running campaign is to have the eventual occasional adventure where it's the actual actors like what you're doing between movies and stuff.
I would like to, it'd be fun to like do like improvised like interviews or like Entertainment Tonight type things.
Getting
too meta on it, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, my agent got me 2% of gross, yay, but I still need to do commercials.
You rolled poorly. You're getting lambasted on the internet for saying something bad on Twitter.
In the 80s?
Well, it's an 80s movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, in this case, it would be, what was that one show? There was a
Entertainment Tonight.
Yes, Entertainment Tonight, yes. Dirk Stallion, is he now a gelding?
Nice. All right, guys. Well, I got to head out. I appreciate it again. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Good night, guys.
Toodaloo.